Hi, this is Tina from S Club, and you're listening to The Positive Psychology of Pop.
Welcome to The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. I'm Wesley Ryan, and for the next 60 minutes, I'll be playing music and musical inspirations from the artists we're spotlighting on this week's episode, the phenomenal Tina Barrett. You probably know Tina as one of the original seven members of the worldwide mega pop group S Club 7, but what you may not know is that Tina has joined forces with fellow S Club members Joe O'Meara and Bradley McIntosh to form S Club 3, and they've released a brand new single, which we'll be checking out in just a little bit, in addition to my exclusive interview with Tina about all things S Club. But we cannot start an S Club centric episode of the show without setting the stage for all the fun we're about to have, and there's no better S Club track to do that than the one you're about to hear. Buckle up, my friends, because we are about to have an S Club party. Welcome back to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, where this week, we are celebrating all things S Club. And now, it's time to turn the mic over to S Club 3's Tina Barrett.
Well, I'm absolutely loving Family. Tell me what it was like to get back together with Joe and Bradley and record that.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, it was really, really cool to do this track with Joe and Bradley. We've been doing some touring together for the past 2 years, and we've been doing like shows all around the UK, a couple abroad as well, like Australia, New Zealand. We're constantly going to Ireland. It was just really a natural progression because we sort of thought, you know, we're doing all obviously the S Club song, so why don't we do some new material and see what happens? So that's how it started. And then Family kind of came along. It was a track that was actually demoed by Joe 2 years ago when we all seven of us got back together. We sort of kind of remembered that track and thought, oh, actually, that would be really good to release now. And, you know, the sentiment behind it's really, like, positive, sort of everyone coming together. So, yeah, that's how it sort of came about.
Yeah, it does feel like perfect timing. You know, for so many people, the holidays is family, but I'm such a firm believer that we choose our family.
Definitely.
Yeah, what does that word mean to you when you think of family? What comes to mind?
Well, for me, family is obviously like my mom and dad, who I'm really close to. And I have a baby boy as well. He's 17 months, so Roman. And my other half, Paul, it's lovely. And also like my friends as well. I have some really close friends that have always been there for me. So it doesn't necessarily mean biological family. It can be, you know, friends as well. You know, people that are just there for you, you know.
Well, I love that you're donating the proceeds to the Rainbow Trust Children's Charity. Why did you pick that organization?
The Rainbow Trust is such an amazing charity. They basically take care of the families who have seriously ill or terminally ill children, from newborn babies to 18. And they're just incredible. They help out with sort of day-to-day things, and they're there supporting the mom, the dad, the siblings, the grandparents, you know, helping these families who just have, like, you just couldn't imagine what they must be going through, you know.
Well, you know, music helps a lot of people as children. Music really inspired me when I was a kid. So I always love to ask my favorite artists, what were some of the songs and artists that inspired them when they were kids?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Music's always been a big part of my life. You know, even before S Club, I used to constantly play music, completely obsessed. So,
who were some of your favorite artists growing up?
I kind of chopped and changed a bit. The main ones, I was a huge Prince fan. And I love Madonna. I mean, there's so many Madonna ones from growing up, but the Austin Powers one.
Beautiful Stranger.
Yeah, that's such a tune. Because I was going to go for one of, like, her, like, Express Yourself or something, but that one, I think, you know, is up there, definitely. definitely. And Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel. I also like hip-hop as well, but yeah.
Do you have a hip-hop song that immediately comes to mind?
Well, I went for a huge Missy Elliott phase. Get Your Freak On, that one.
All right, yeah.
That's it.
So I always love talking to the artists on the show about the songs that have inspired them, and I'm always happy to play whatever songs they come up with. But it sends me over the moon when they give me the chance to play some of my favorite songs. And that's the case for the trio of pop mega hits you are about to hear. I also find it really rad that all three of these artists' names begin with the letter M. And were they all still with us, I would totally support the idea of an M Club 3 featuring these pop megastars. But alas, such is not the case. Kicking off a Madonna, Michael Jackson, Missy Elliott mini mixtape, here is the Queen of Pop with Beautiful Stranger.
Well, that was one of my favorite eras of music, which was the early 2000s, which I know was such a huge time for us, Club 7.
Yes, yeah. Well, we did so much traveling. We were constantly on planes. We had the TV show as well. So that went out to 133 countries. So we were always traveling, you know. But we spent a lot of time in LA because that's where we shot our TV show. So we used to always really enjoy LA because we got to kind of unpack, and we were there for 6 months of the year. So yeah, we got to see a lot there, and we went to the Grammys, an after show party for the Grammys, the Universal one, and we saw big sort of artists walking around. It was so funny. We just saw Eminem, and then we'd see Mary J. Blige, and like everyone you see in the charts, like Britney Spears. It was just so surreal. And obviously winning our Brit Awards was huge, a huge achievement as well for us. So yeah, there's quite a lot. Yeah.
It was really cool to hear some of Tina Barrett's favorite S Club 7 memories, and in just a few minutes, we'll be checking out some of her favorite S Club 7 tracks. But before we do, I want to play one of mine. With their version of a Stevie Wonder classic, this is S Club 7 with Lately. 'Cause this time could mean good.
Well, I know it's hard to pick, but do you have a favorite S Club 7 song from over the years?
I really like Reach, actually, because obviously we're doing the songs at the minute, and it's just, you cannot sing that song without smiling from ear to ear. It's just the strangest thing. You just can't sing that song and have a serious face. There's just something about that song, and everyone just goes crazy. It's the best. Yeah. Never a dream come true. There's something really magical about that song, and it's so lovely. Like, people play it at their weddings and still do. Oh yeah, that was a huge song for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I talk to people about that era of music, that's almost always one of the songs that comes up. So it's had such a lasting impact here in the U.S. Love it.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those songs that doesn't date, because over here in the UK, it's always on at Christmas. Because on the video was snow and all in white. So yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites. Actually, normally I do say that one, but Reach is kind of, I don't know, taking on a sort of a thing of its own. It's, I don't know, over here they're crazy about that song.
There is indeed absolutely nothing wrong with having more than one favorite song. And I'm happy to play both of Tina's favorite S Club 7 tracks right now. Starting with one of my favorite songs of all time, a track that always makes me tear up and that already has me reaching for the Kleenex. This is S Club 7 with Never Had a Dream Come True. And I know no matter where life takes me to, a part of me will always be.
With you.
Who are you listening to right now?
Well, like new artists, I think you can't ignore people like Ed Sheeran. He's just incredible. Like the songs he's doing at the minute, like he writes, obviously, he writes everything, writes for other people. Like he's so good. And also Little Mix. I think there's a song they've done that I don't like.
So a few moments ago, Tina Barrett gave me the opportunity to play some of my favorite Madonna, Michael Jackson, and Missy Elliott tunes. And now, she's giving me a reason to play some more of my favorite contemporary artists. Tina Barrett, I am falling in love with you. Which, as I am a gay man, is fairly impressive. But thank you for letting me play Ed Sheeran with Castle on the Hill, and Little Mix featuring Charlie Puth with Oops.
I know you've got some more tour dates coming up. What other projects or any new music we can expect from you?
We're sort of, you know, busy promoting family at the minute, and it's all sort of like quite hectic because we've got like quite a few TV shows that we're due to do. And also we're doing like a residency at the minute with this show called Bingo Bongo. So it sounds crazy, but it's like a modern sort of way of doing bingo, but it's all to do with music as well. So they play lots of music, and we come on and do like our S Club set. And then, but it's huge in Liverpool. But in between all the days that we're not here, we're promoting the single. So we're literally like, it's back to back. It's crazy. We're going to Canada, Australia, New Zealand. We're literally all over. We'll get to go to like, come and see you guys too, you know.
I am so excited to see what the future holds for Tina, Joe, and Bradley as they continue their musical adventure as S Club 3. I love seeing the artists I grew up with as a kid still recording music and doing what they love most. And before we close out this episode, I want to play an S Club 7 song that's about doing just that. The music of the early 2000s doesn't always get a lot of credit in terms of lyrical content, but the track you're about to hear has lyrics that are as inspiring as any song I've played on the show. Don't worry, I'm going to spare you the pain of listening to me sing them, but I do want to say them for you right now. Don't stop, never give up, hold your head high and reach the top. Let the world see what you've got, bring it all back to you. Hold on to what you try to be, your individuality. When the world is on your shoulders, just smile and let it go. I could go on, and that surprisingly has a nice beatnik feel to it. I think I want to do a whole spoken word poetry episode about S Club 7 next time. But in all seriousness, this song has given me inspiration on many a day, and I know the same is true for millions of people around the world. To find out more about S Club 3, and to hear more episodes of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, head on over to thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com. Thanks again to Tina Barrett for a great chat, and thanks to each of you for listening. For The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, I'm Wesley Ryan, and with Bring It All Back, this is S Club 7.